What's up, Lagos? This is Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives business owners and entrepreneurs an unfair advantage. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm going to be sharing 10 ways to win with customers. And I'm going to be using a case study because I had an experience recently. I was out of the country and I needed to amend an Ashubi. Now, one of my cousins said to me, "Oh, Riri, there's this lady that can do it. She's fast, but she has a bit of an attitude, but just bear with her." And because I really needed this dress to be fixed, I went to her. And just true to what my cousin said, her attitude was really bad. And although she, you know, fixed the item very quickly, you know, my whole experience with her was horrible. And I promised myself that I would never use her again and I would not recommend her. So she's my case study today, and maybe she's listening because this goes out to, you know, everybody in the world, not just in Lagos. So anyway, we're going to be talking about 10 ways to win with customers. Now, the first way that you can win with customers is to make customers feel special. Think special, feel special, act special for all your customers. Keep that word special in your mind at all times. Identify unique qualities in each customer and do something to make them feel special. Now, that tailor didn't make me feel special. You can choose a special tone of voice that echoes that feeling also to make the person feel special. Number two, get the first 5 seconds right. You know, you have to ensure a first positive impression. Step outside your premises and enter sometimes like you're a customer. What do you notice? Change what needs to be changed. Sometimes you can even call your company or your business, your shop during your break and see what impression you have. You might actually be surprised. So change what needs to be changed. And at all times, smile. You know, smile at customers. Number three, say something. You know, they say silence breeds suspicion. And that's why you've got to create small talk. I know some people say they're uncomfortable doing that, but it's part of business growth. It's part of winning with customers. You can say things like this: "You're my first customer today. How are you doing, Mrs. Okoye? It's been really hot lately in Lagos, hasn't it? Thank you for being so patient, Mrs. Okoye." You know, say something, because as I said, silence breeds suspicion. We don't want our potential customers to be suspicious of us, do we? Number four, show you care. Every business owner that I speak to says, I really care about my customers. Really? You know, talk is cheap, as they say. Care is the essence of all relationships with customers. By taking care, you show you care. Customers can sense, just like I sensed with that lady that was fixing my dress, when a person doesn't care. It's reflected in their attitude, their words, their tone, and their actions. And customers, just like me, will judge you by how much care you give to them. So can I ask you again, do you care about your customers? And let me emphasize more about care, since I'm on the topic. Care relates to the following. The product is delivered in time. You're not giving them story. You tell them that it's going to be delivered at 1 p.m. It gets delivered at that time. The product is not damaged. The customer problems are resolved quickly. You call back when promised. You're completely honest with the customer. You communicate effectively. You understand the customer fully. You're not making the customer feel rushed, or you're not making the customer feel exploited. You put the customers as highest priority. You ensure that the product or service is highest possible quality. Now, I'll have to ask you that question again. Do you care about your customers? Okay, I'm sure you care by now, right? Number five, curious questions. You know that curiosity helps you to grow your business. It's part of marketing and psychology. You've got to be curious. You've got to be constantly asking questions to improve your business. What made this customer call our company today? How did they find out about us? Why is the customer looking angry? What motivates this customer? What are the customer's circumstances? Where did the customer come from? What type of product does the customer use? Why have I not seen this Mrs. Okoye for a long time? How do other companies provide excellent service? when you start to ask curious questions, even with your team, you can brainstorm on Mondays like this to find out these curious questions, and it will help you to improve your business, especially your customer service. All right? So, I've got a special message from our leading sponsors, First Bank. But firstly, do you know that as an SME, you are important to the economy? Yes, there are over 4.1 million of you. And First Bank recognize and relate with the challenges you encounter while running your businesses in Nigeria, including poor business structures, lack of infrastructure, poor market penetration, limited access to information and professional services, inconsistent government policies, amongst others. First Bank has the perfect answer. Yes, SME Connect. Yes, SME Connect. SMEs will gain unlimited access to impactful webinars and workshop content hosted on SME Connect, as well as clinics organized for both customers and non-customers. You can advertise, display, and interact with customers for free on SME Connect. Enjoy up to 34% discount when you request for a business coach or accounting services, etc. And that's not all. Access to different financial products on SME Connect. Discount on business development resources and also updates on newsletters, on policies and regulations impacting SMEs. Sounds great? Yes. To get visited, all you need to do is visit smeconnect.firstbanknigeria.com. Let me repeat that again, smeconnect.firstbanknigeria.com. This is Business Growth with Riri Okoye. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm talking about 10 ways to win with customers. Okay, so number 6, create great memories for customers. Anyone who is world-class is memorable. Any brand that is first-class is world-class is memorable. Any business who is world-class is memorable. So be memorable. Think of ways to create great memories. Be exceptionally friendly. Get back to customers more quickly than they expected. Be bright and happy in doing your best to help. Share an interest with a customer. Follow up, because the memories your customers have of your company will determine its future success or failure. And that is one of the feedbacks that I get when I'm doing event planning. The customers always say to me, Riri, you're so enthusiastic, you're so bright, you're so passionate about what you do. We love it. You know, so I really go out of my way to make sure that not just me, but me and my team create exceptional memories for customers. Are you doing the same? Number 7, make a difference. If you don't make a difference, you'll be like everyone else. Every day, create a difference for your customers. Again, when you think about the big brands, that's what they're always doing. And even though there are so many copycats in the world, when you see these big brands, they're always being innovative. They're always changing things to make a difference. Customers are looking for stimuli. That's why they go on vacation and shopping. And that's why they want something new. So beware of all your routines. Step outside of them and make a difference. Number 8, observe your customers. Yes, you've got to do that. Observe your customers. By observing, we learn what is going on. Observe the way customers talk to each other. Observe the way customers behave when they're sitting. Just observe your customers. Because when you observe, you're learning from them just by observing. Number 9, deliver as agreed. Ensure you deliver according to agreement. The product or the service must be there when the customer wants it. The product must be the one the customer wants. And if things go wrong, inform the customer. Stop telling all sorts of stories, you know, story. Just be honest. Have a recovery plan, because at the end of the day, a customer will value you more if you are honest than if you're telling lies. And at the end of the day, we realize as human beings, we are not robots, right? Mistakes happen. And as I said, you get respect when you're honest. Be proactive communication is essential in ensuring delivery, and keep your customers informed about the delivery. That just really helps, you know, to win with customers. And the final one, the final way to win with customers is to delight your customers. Delighting your customers is allowing your light in your heart to shine through. So express delight in seeing your customers. Don't think, hey, because Riri Okoye has come today, this woman, she's just too much. Okay? No, you won't have that. So you have to express delight when you see me. Without customers, we have to realize as business owners that our world would be dark. In fact, we'll be broke. You know, no customers, no money, no bills to pay. Is that a good thing? It's not a good thing, is it? So we want to delight our customers, be so grateful for them, because we know that without them, our businesses will not flourish. World-class customer service is about our light, and delighting customers is really about our attitude. Really, really is about our attitude. And it just really brings me back to that experience I had with that tailor. It wasn't that, you know, the service that she provided was not fast, because she did it very quickly, but her attitude was really bad. And I hope she's listening. And I hope that anybody else who is in the business of doing business with customers will realize that attitude is really key. Okay. So you have been listening to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives business owners and entrepreneurs an unfair advantage. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. So thanks again for listening in. Please remember to tell your business colleagues to tune in next week, because sharing is caring. And I'll see you next week. Take care and have a great day. Bye.